Americans spend more money on music at the online iTunes store than any other music retailer. But there are still many people who don't have a home computer to set up an iTunes account. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, a company called Cricket is targeting those consumers with its phone-only music service.
The customers who come to this Cricket store in Washington, D.C. want cell phones that connect to the internet to get their email and stay connected to family and friends. But they aren't willing to pay the prices of many of the carriers, and that's why they come here.
It's cheap. And I have four children.
Cynthia Wilson, a medical assistant in D.C., says her sister, who used to be on Sprint, just moved over to Cricket.
She got tired of paying all that money for the same thing she can get here for $55. She was paying $100 and something. That's ridiculous.
And now for an extra $10, customers here can get an unlimited music plan. That appealed to Carlos Duggar.
Because I love my gospel and my jazz.
Duggar says it's his phone, not his computer, that's his main connection to the internet.
I do use the phone more for internet purpose than I do at home.
And it's people like Duggar who are not focused on their computers who are the target for Cricket's new music service.
Cricket's customers live on their phone. Their phone, not the computer, is the center of their life.
Jeff Toig developed Cricket's music service. Toig says most of Cricket's customers make $50,000 a year or less. The iPhone probably isn't even an option. Toig admits they could choose other music subscription services that cost $10 a month, names like Napster, Rhapsody, and Spotify. But he says those services all require customers to download an app to their phone first.
And the app is less functional. The experience doesn't start on the phone, it starts on the computer, and the phone is an extension. We have taken a fundamentally different approach because our experience is all about the phone.
Cricket's music service is built in, and it gives its customers access to millions of songs ranging from the work of great gospel singers.
The Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Lord, it was the Battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah.
To independent artists.
Give up acting tough. It's all that I'm made of.
Two hits from major labels.
I'm beautiful in my way. Just gotta make no mistakes. I'm on the right track. Baby, I was born this way.
It's surprising in some ways that the big record labels went along with Cricket. They've been notoriously skeptical of online plans. But Michael Nash, a vice president for digital strategies at Warner Music, says the typical Cricket customer burns friends' CDs and listens to radio.
So you've got a situation where you don't have, you know, a great legitimate music proposition, and you don't have a very convenient proposition.
Nash says by creating a music service for the phone, Cricket has tapped into many customers who might not have paid anything at all for digital music. Although the service is phone-based, salespeople at Cricket like to point out that it can easily be used to entertain at home. Sean Burrows, assistant manager at the Cricket store in D.C., shows off a speaker that can connect to the phone.
Kind of like you have a party in your pocket, basically. So this thing is able to, like I said, you get a lot of sound in a small space.
What's your name?
My name is Kerry. I'm so very...
But there are skeptics who don't think this phone really adds much to what's already out there. Amari Love, an analyst at Morningstar, says pretty much all phones now have internet access, and that's really all you need to have a phone with music.
Even playlists, I mean, you can set those up via YouTube. And I can't remember the last handset that didn't have access to that. So it's really about, I'm actually kind of struggling with what real value the Move product is going to add.
And Love thinks there's a limited market for low-cost phone services. However, since Cricket added what it's calling Move Music a little over 5 months ago, it's garnered more than 100,000 users. 50,000 of those customers are completely new to Cricket's phone service. And it may be that in a time when the economy and Americans are struggling, a low-cost service may hit the spot for a growing number of people. Laura Seidel, NPR News.